Welcome to the Westview Church Podcast. Our vision at Westview is creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. And we're thankful that today you've created space in your day to study God's Word together with us. If you'd like more information about Westview Church, find us on the web at www.westview.org. So 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm going to start in verse 19. This is the Apostle Paul who is writing here. And I would invite you to listen with me to these words from the book that we love. Though I am free and belong to no one, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore I do not run like one running aimlessly. I do not fight like a one who is beating the air. No, I beat my body and make it my slave so that after I've preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize. Amen. Wes, do you hear my heart? I want the good news of Jesus Christ to be made known. I want the good news of Jesus Christ to be made known. You too? I mean, why else are we here? Really, what other purpose is ours than to know Christ, to grow in Christ, to worship Christ, to serve Christ? All of this. See, I want the good news of Jesus Christ to be made known. If you're with me on that, would you say amen with me? Ready? Amen. Okay, now hold that with me for a moment, okay? Hold it. We'll get back to that. Because right now I need my friend Mason to come and help me out. Mason, thanks for volunteering this morning. I appreciate that. Come on up here, Mason. I have the distinct privilege of coaching Mason on our basketball team. He is a great competitor and athlete. I enjoy him so much. And I thank you for helping me out. We're going to move over this way, okay, Mason? You go over that way. I'm going to grab one of these here. Mason, I need you to help me out. We're going to start way over the end here. We're going to go all the way to the end here. Mason, I need you to do a couple of things for me today, okay? We're going to start here. We're going to face this way across the stage. And the first thing I need you to do for me is to take three giant strides forward. Can you do that? One. Even with the hands in the pocket. That's really impressive. Very good. Very good. All right, you stay right there. I'm going to put this right here, okay? Now, I'm going to go grab another one. When I'm going to grab another one, can you get down on your hands and knees for me? There you go. All right, very good. Awesome. All right, now, Mason, what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you crawl 5 paces forward. Can you do that for me? All right, I hope you're counting because I'm not. Is that five? Okay, very good. Awesome. All right, I'm going to put this right here. All right, now this time, Mason, I need you to turn around, and I'm going to have you walk backwards. Now, I'll be right here with you, okay? I will not let you run into the pulpit or fall off the stage, okay? But 4 steps backwards. Can you do that for me? One, come to the left a little bit. There you go. Is that 4? All right, very good. Well, that wasn't too bad. We can move that right there. Okay, we'll put it right there. Very good. Now I'm going to have you turn around again. One more thing I'm going to have you do for me. I'm going to have you, you know what like a standing long jump is? No? Well, you just stand there. You know what a long jump is? Yeah, you just stand there. I'm going to have you long jump, not once, but but twice. Can you do that for me? And stick that landing over there somewhere, okay? So once. Good. Can you do it again? Awesome, awesome. I'm going to put this right here. That's it. That's all I need you to do. So thank you so much for helping me out. High five. All right, thank you for helping me out this morning. You did great. All right. So what do we have now here up on the stage? We have a milestone, or really four milestones. Are you familiar with the word milestone? Yeah, so often today it means the significant life event that we're marking, right? So we're just here in the early part of June, and we just went through graduation season. We had all the graduation parties because we had this all these milestones of completing high school. That's a milestone. Sometimes there's things like athletic milestones, like I think this past year, Aaron Judge hit 62 home runs. It was a record in the American League. That's a new milestone mark. But the meaning of milestone is actually very, very simple. It's the literal meaning of that compound word, milestone. A milestone originally meant a stone that you would put at a mile so that you knew how far you had gone. Pretty simple, right? But it makes sense, and it makes sense to me. And I'll share with you, you know, despite visual evidence to the contrary, I actually do run a fair amount. And I know from my house how far, if I go in any direction, a mile is. So if I go down my street, up L.A. Grant, east on University, I know I'll be at the southeast corner of Prairie View, and my watch will buzz, and that'll be a mile. Or if I go down our street and go down south on L.A. Grant, I'll get to the stoplights in front of Timberline, and that will be a mile. Or if I go the other way, go down our street and up Warrior Lane, I'll get to the intersection of Bel Air, and that will be a mile, telling me how far I have gone. And let me just name that for the record. I really appreciate it when it's the other way around. I'm like, 1 mile to go home, right? The other way around. We have maybe competed or have attended longer races like half marathons. There was just Dam to DSM yesterday, right, in town, and half marathons or marathons. You've seen milestones. They don't use stones anymore, but they use banners or flags that look like this. We'll put the first one here on the screen, like mile marker 2, right? Or sometimes you'll have the next one is mile marker 15. Or again, my favorite one that says this, mile marker 1 mile to go. Now, that's the Boston Marathon. I will tell you, do not try to find me in that picture. I am not in there. I promise you that. I have not qualified, nor will I ever qualify for the Boston Marathon. But I love that sign that says 1 mile to go. Now, here at Westview, we use the word milestone actually quite a bit. We talk about milestones in our faith journey. So we talk about the milestone of the sacrament of baptism, or the milestone when our kids attend the Bible blessings class with their parents, or the milestone of the sacraments class when they learn about baptism and the Lord's Supper, or the milestone of profession of faith. And there's other milestones in our faith journey. It's one of the ways that we talk about milestones here at Westfield. But today we celebrate another kind of milestone, not one of distance in length, not one of faith and growth maturity, but today we celebrate this milestone of 30 years of ministry as Westview Church, or in the language of Paul, a 30-year run. 30 years of running hard for the crown that will last forever. 30 years of preaching and teaching and proclaiming and discipling and serving and sharing the good news of the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. A 30-year milestone. And within this enormous milestone of 30 years, there have been many, many milestones along the way. Many times where we can celebrate God's faithfulness, God's goodness, God's power at work in the life and in the ministry of Westview Church. We celebrate countless lives that have had their hope renewed. We celebrate walks with Jesus Christ where discipleship has deepened. We celebrate a local community that is served and a global community that is touched. We celebrate weekly worship of our good and loving and faithful triune God. We celebrate relationships that have been grown and strengthened, relationships with God, but also relationships with each other where iron is sharpening iron and where we share life together. We celebrate where generations are mixing together and the mutual blessing it is to learn from one another. We celebrate where little ones are being taught in the preschool. We celebrate physical space that is used and is a blessing to our community. We celebrate our community where we partner together with Waukee Area Christian Services and the needs of this community are being met. We celebrate where pastors have arisen and been called from this congregation and have been trained and supported and then sent off to serve other parts of Christ's kingdom. We celebrate where the great blessing it is to simply share life together, that we are honest and genuine and even raw with each other. We talk about how we share our joys and our junk with each other. And we celebrate the proclaiming and the delighting of the truth that our hope, our identity, our rest is found in Jesus Christ. I mean, all of these things we celebrate today and so, so much more. And I don't know about you, but if there's anything that is worthy of a nice praise the Lord, that's it, isn't it? And so would you join me with one heart, one voice, we shout together, praise the Lord. You ready? Praise the Lord. Amen. Westview, we celebrate so much today. And you are to be commended for 30 years of ministry, of running in such a way as to get the prize. Not seeking accolades, not seeking prestige, not seeking trophies for the trophy case or medals around our neck, not seeking after those crowns that will not last. But the prize, the privilege it is of making known the good news of Jesus Christ. Westview, you are to be commended for 30 years of purposeful work. Of diligent, disciplined work. Not running aimlessly, chasing after all the things that maybe were the thing of the moment. Not beating the air aimlessly, waving our arms, hey, look at us. No, 30 years of focus on a call that God has given to us to make known the good news of Jesus Christ. And as we come to this milestone moment this morning, we can name and we can celebrate that there have been times in these 30 years that it has felt like ministry was taking large strides forward, where we accomplished and we got to a milestone moment and we were striding it out. And we can also name, can't we, that there have been some hard moments where it felt like we were crawling in the mud, in the muck, in the mire, and it was slow going and hard. And then we can even name that there were even harder moments still where it felt like we were turned all around in the wrong direction. And we can name and celebrate that there were those times where things were clicking and things were happening and everything was smooth and it was like leaps forward. This 30-year race we've been on has not been one of one constant pace, has it? There's been starts and stops and sprints and stalls. At times it felt like we were running with a strong breeze behind us. We were just floating along. And then there were times where we had to go in that strict discipline and strict training. We had to buckle down, head down as we went into a strong headwind. Westview, you are to be commended. Because in this race, you are still running. Maybe it didn't look like running always, but you were running forward in a way as to get the prize. Running in such a way you kept moving forward. And most recently, as we are sought to fulfill that vision that God has given to us, we're going to put it here on the screen. I would invite you to read it again with me, please. Creating space for self and community to find rest in Christ. Again, Wesley, you are to be commended, and I hope you celebrate this 30-year milestone of running for a crown that will last forever. And now today there's another kind of milestone that is a part of our journey as Westview. It's not one that's marked by distance or even by time, but by relationship and partnership and ministry. Today we are publicly welcomed and received into the sending network. And if you've been around here at Westview over the last couple of months, or even the last year, or even 16, 18 months, you know that we have been in a pretty significant discernment season around our denominational relationship. And I just want to name a couple of things with that this morning as we are in this milestone moment. And, you know, I've had an opportunity to do a lot of reflecting. Certainly a lot of reflecting during the intense discernment period, especially last year, but also a lot of reflecting since February and our vote, and then now as things have kind of become more official and the processes have kind of come to a point where it's officially happening. And a lot of this reflecting has been for me, but also it's been for you. So I just want to name a couple of things this morning on this milestone moment. I want to name that, you know, for you and for me, for some of us here today, there's a lot of joy and a celebration as we celebrate 30 years of ministry. But also for some of us, there is maybe some loss, some grief as we are leaving a denomination that has been home for some of us, that has been our what we've always known, that has been a predominant place for us. The Reformed Church in America was Westview's home for its first 30 years of ministry. And we can name this morning that change is always hard. Whether we are excited about change or whether we are not so excited about change in any facet of our life, change includes loss. And that's hard. And if you are feeling this way this morning, where you're excited about what is happening and excited about what's to come and celebrating this, and yet we still feel something within us that just is sad or grieving, it's okay. I want to name that that's okay. Because you're not alone in that. In the midst of this reflection time for me, one of the passages that that the Spirit has come to my heart has been that great teaching in Ecclesiastes 3 by the teacher who basically says you have permission to take time to grieve, time to mourn, time to weep, time to mend, time to heal. And that's been really helpful for me to know that there's permission for all of those things that we feel. And if I can be honest with you, there's a couple of weeks ago now where I needed to take some time. I needed to take some time to do those things. And I was in my office and just kind of shut the door and shut everything down and just allowed myself that time. And time to process this and what was stirring in my own heart and my own soul, but also wanting to reflect well because I want to take so seriously the privilege that it is to be the pastor here and want to love and to care for all of you and all that you are experiencing in the midst of this. And in that season of, in that moment of reflecting in my office about what I can only describe as by the Spirit's work because this was not of me, but somehow was led to these two seemingly random paragraphs in the middle of 1 Corinthians. I mean, paragraphs that don't even seem like they, how do these go together? And why here and why now? And what seemed like random paragraphs were words that I read in that moment and words that I instantly felt a connection to. I mean, I've always loved Paul's often used metaphor when he talks about running and running as a part of our discipleship of following Jesus, running as a part of our serving of Jesus. And so I felt an instant connection there. But when I read that first paragraph, something stirred in my heart. Something struck a chord deep within me that reawakened one of my fiercest ministry convictions. And we look at that first paragraph, and here's Paul, who knows nothing about denominations, who knows nothing about networks, who knows nothing about church polity or even the BCO. I mean, imagine that. The Apostle Paul thrived without the Book of Church Order. Imagine that. If you don't know what the Book of Church Order is, the Book of Church Order is the RCA rule book, we'll say, right? And he did okay without that. Paul knew nothing about those sorts of things, and yet Paul does know one thing. He knows what matters most. He knows that his prize, his call, is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we find that he will do anything and everything to make the good news of Jesus Christ known. And, you know, Paul, he says, I'm free. I have freedom in Christ, and I belong to no one. Right? Paul does not belong to any person, any system, any tradition, any denomination, any polity. Paul does not belong to any of that. He is free. And yet Paul says he disciplines himself like a runner, one who is running for the prize. And for Paul, it's the prize, the calling upon his life. And Paul will do whatever it takes to go after that prize, to go after that crown that lasts forever. Paul will do anything to make the gospel known. He says, though I am free, I make myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. And so he says to the Jew and to those under the law and to those not having the law and to those who are weak, right? And I want to believe in my heart of hearts that if Paul had more parchment there, he would have included even more lists of people. But to each one of those people, Paul says the same thing. He says, I became like them to win them. Right? I have become a slave to everyone in order to win as many as possible. The word there means to gain. It means to win over. Paul's desire is to convince, to invite more and more to come and know the good news of Jesus Christ. And so Paul says, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. And I became like those under the law to win those under the law. Like the ones not having the law to win those not having the law. I became weak to win the weak. This is what Paul does. He has this soul ambition. He has this call upon his life. And it leads to this powerful and profound statement of Paul at the end of verse 22. Look there with me. Where Paul says, I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. All things, to all people, by all possible means, so that some might be saved. Paul wants the good news of Jesus Christ to be made known. That is his focus, that is his purpose, that is his prize that he is running after. And he's not going to let ethnicity or tradition or religious practices or previous piety or someone's ability stand in his way, let alone he's not going to let denominational affiliation or divisive theological doctrine or socio-political topics or diminished resources or anything else that so often encumbers the courageous running of the church after the prize, after the pursuit of the crown that will last forever. Paul will not let any of that stand in his way of his pursuit of the prize. But let me say it again. Paul wants the good news of Jesus Christ to be made known. Period. You too? So often when there's transition, whether it's personal or family or job, school, or congregation like this, so often when there's transition, it is often that we then look back and reflect upon the journey that got us here. And sometimes we look back a long ways. And for me, in the midst of that time of reflection, I was able to go back quite a long ways to almost 11 years ago now, where Heather and I began a conversation with a search team from a church called Westview. And in that reflection, two things instantly came to mind as I was reflecting and being challenged by this passage. The first thing that came to mind, instantly came to my mind, and it instantly came to my mind because it's often on my mind. It's one of my own ministry mantras. It's something I know I've shared before in other spaces. I might have even shared here from the pulpit before, but it's one of those ministry mantras that I hold near and dear to my heart, and that's this. When it comes to ministry, I am willing to share the never-changing message of Jesus in ever-changing ways. See, the message does not change. The message of the life and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, that does not change. But how we share it, how we share it, I think Paul is testifying, his examples to us here, that that can, that that must change at times. So that was the first thing that came to my mind. The second thing was this. I recall back to that interview time with the search team, maybe some elders were there as well, and I remember asking a question that I think is a pretty good question for a pastoral candidate to ask a church. And that's, the question is this. Tell me, what are the sacred cows that are best left untouched, at least for a season? And I remember asking that question, and a few people smiled and a few people smirked, and then someone, I don't even remember who, spoke up and immediately said with confidence, well, we don't have any sacred cows here at Westview, which we know is not true. Do not touch the donut holes, right? That is our sacred cow, yes? But in all seriousness, you know, when the answer there of no sacred cows, I think, is reflective of what Paul is testifying to here in this passage. There's one thing that's sacred, and that's the good news of Jesus Christ. But how that is shared and how that is proclaimed and how that is preached and how that is communicated, what does Paul say? I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means some might be saved. And friends, that is why, in part, that on a day like today where we celebrate this milestone of 30 years of ministry, where we celebrate this milestone of joining together with the Sending Network, that is why I am so excited and I am so confident about the next leg of our race. Westview, I believe that we share that same conviction of Paul, that what has remained true of Westview for these last 30 years remains true today, and that is our desire to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ in word and in deed, in worship and in service, near and far. And what has been will remain true, and we will do whatever it takes so that by all possible means we will run after that prize so that some might be saved. That what has been true for the last 30 years, we are grateful this morning for our foundation and our history with the Reformed Church in America and our wonderful partnership with them that will have an impact that will reverberate into this place for generations to come. We're grateful. And Lord willing, we believe that this will be true for the next 30 years as we together today purposefully race forward towards the next milestone of our race. Together now in partnership with the Sending Network as friends advancing the mission of Jesus. Now I stand before you this morning, friends, and I have to confess that I do not know what the next leg of our race is going to look like. I do not know what the future holds. I don't know if we will have a strong breeze behind our back or if we will be having to run uphill. I don't know what joys, what heartaches might come our way. I don't know if we will be striding forward or if we're going to have to crawl through the muck. I don't know what the Lord is going to call us to, if He's going to call us to something new, some new ministry endeavor like leadership development or multicultural ministry, or if the Lord is going to say, double down on discipleship, double down on sharing your space, double down in serving your community. I stand before you this morning and I confess, I do not know what that's going to look like. But I do know this. We, Westview, we, like Paul, we will go after the prize of sharing the gospel with the earnestness and with the intensity of a runner racing for their crown. And we will do this with a willingness to do anything and everything so that by all possible means, some might be saved. We will make known the good news of Jesus Christ. We will make known the saving power and the eternal hope that is found in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We will make this known so that all might hear and that all might know and that all might believe so that all might find their rest in Jesus Christ. We will do this until the next milestone of our race. May it be so. Amen. Pray with me, please. Loving and good God, all for the sake of the gospel. Those are the words of Paul summarizing his why. Why he becomes all things to all people. all for the sake of the gospel, that the good news of Jesus Christ may be made known. Lord, we would pray today that those would be our words too, that by Your Spirit's work in our heart, that You would stir up within us an insatiable passion to proclaim in all things and in all ways the eternal hope of Jesus. Give us an insurmountable courage that is willing to do anything and everything for the purposes of proclaiming Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior of all for the sake of the gospel. Lord, today nothing but thanksgiving and gratefulness to You for this milestone of 30 years of ministry as Westview Church. You have been faithful. You have given wisdom. You have provided encouragement. You have given divine enabling to see what You would have us to see, to have our hearts burdened with the things that burden Your heart, to pursue justice and righteousness in this world that You so love. You have brought the right people at the right time with the right gifts to accomplish Your purposes. For all of this and so much more, we, God, we give You thanks and praise. And now we pray into a future that is unseen by us today, but is already intimately known by You. And we take purposeful steps forward by faith, with that full assurance of hope that You are continuing to do a good thing, continuing to do a new thing in and through us. And we are eager and we stand ready and willing to do the work You have prepared in advance for us to do, whatever it might be. May it be for Your glory, all for the sake of the gospel. Lord, know the prayers that are on our hearts today. We lift them to You, trusting in Your wisdom and in Your good, pleasing, perfect will that is sovereign in all things. With grateful hearts, we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Westview Church Podcast. We hope that you are blessed as we studied Scripture together today. We'd love to invite you to our worship service at Westview Church, which takes place at 9:30 on Sunday mornings. May God richly bless your day.